Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Over the last few weeks, we've taken several inquiries from you, the Open House community, about the current situation in Iraq. As early as June, there were reports that the Islamic militant group ISIS had been invading and taking over regions of Syria and Iraq, and targeting Christians in particular. Earlier this month in Mosul, a city in Iraq now under ISIS rule, Christians were offered three options: convert to Islam and pay a tax, flee, or lose their life. Christians in Mosul were given a deadline. If they didn't comply by midday July 19, they would be killed. Just days prior to the deadline, confirmed Christian homes and churches were marked with the letter N, a symbol that looks a little like a one-eyed smiley face, which stands for Nasrani, the Arabic word for Christian. Now Mosul, a city once rich with Christian heritage spanning over 2,000 years, has been emptied of Christians, fleeing at times with little more than the clothes on their back. Pastor Nigel, the CEO of Open Doors in Australia, joins us. Nigel, these are treacherous times for Christians in that country, aren't they?
The situation in Iraq right now is extremely desperate. The church is being trying to systematically eradicate the church from Iraq. The process is there are three choices given to the Christians. Flee, leave the area. The main area that they're cleaning out at the moment is Mosul, which is in northern Iraq, with literally just what you're wearing. Many of the believers are leaving with jewelry or valuables or baggage, and at the checkpoints they're having it all taken from them. So they're being pushed out with literally just what they're wearing. The other option is to come under dhimmitude, which means that they pay a tax and they basically become the servants to the extreme Muslims, or face the sword, which is death. So most of them are fleeing from that area right now.
And where are they heading to?
They're heading to places like Erbil. Some of them are out in the desert and out in the streets. So it really is a desperate situation.
Nigel, to what extent have you been able to connect through Open Doors to specific families on the ground to hear their first-hand testimonies?
Our foundational scripture for Open Doors is Revelation 3, verse 2, which says, "Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die." And to us, that's serving the persecuted church in the hardest place on earth, like Iraq. And we have been on the ground for many, many years, and we're on the ground now. All the church leaders recently, I received an email from a church leader in Iraq recently, about a week and a half ago. He said that all the leaders were invited by ISIS to attend a meeting, but they declined because they thought what they'll do is they'll bring us all into one place, they'll take out the shepherds, and the sheep will be scattered. In that email, he talked about the absolute desperation that the leaders, the church leaders in Iraq, are feeling at the moment for their people and what's going on. Andrew White, you may have heard of him. He's the vicar of Baghdad.
Yeah.
He's just done an interview yesterday with the BBC, and he says here, "Things are so desperate. Our people are disappearing. We have had people massacred, their heads chopped off. The Christians are in grave danger. There are literally Christians living in the desert and on the street. They have nowhere to go. Are we seeing the end of Christianity? We are committed, come what may. We will keep going to the end, but it looks as though the end could be very near." Now, as he says that, that's definitely what's coming through from the leaders, the church leaders in Iraq at this point in time. But that's also undergirded by a scripture from Romans, which is Romans 8:37-39, and it says, "But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And we always see, in this sort of situation, we see the martyrdom, the absolute horror of what's going on, but we also see the strength of the church and the glory of God running hand in hand with it.
Nigel, while it's tremendously heartening that we have a scripture to fall back on like that one, what are the prospects for Christianity in the nation of Iraq?
In 2003, when Saddam Hussein was removed from power, there were, the estimates are about between 1.3 million and 1.5 million Christians in Iraq. Last year, in 2013, there were less than 300,000 Christians left in the country. Many had been killed. Many have fled to places like Syria and so on, which is now, as we know, under intense persecution as well.
Yeah.
With the latest onslaught of violence and the systematic removal of Christians from Mosul, ISIS plan literally to remove all Christians from the nation.
It's a horrifying prospect, isn't it?
It is a horrifying prospect, but again, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. There, we forget that God is building his church. There is one situation where there is a pastor in that region that is having incredible impact with seeing many Muslims come to Christ. They're having visions and dreams, and many of them are coming to his churches. Now, this pastor was former Al-Qaeda. He said that as a young boy, he was zealous for God. He followed he read the Quran. He knew the Quran by heart. He prayed to Allah. And he said in his teenage years, he joined Al-Qaeda because in his area, that's what you did.
Yeah.
He said that during his life, there was a period in his life of about 6 or 8 months where his mother died and a whole heap of bad things happened in his life. And during Ramadan, he was praying. He was crying out. He said, I was desperate to engage with God as I knew him, with Allah. And he cried out, Allah, if you're real, show yourself to me. And he said that Jesus Christ appeared to him. And we hear story after story of dreams and visions and all this sort of thing happening in the region. And we forget that there was a young man in the Bible called Saul of Tarsus who violently persecuted Christians. Who had a Damascus Road experience with the risen Christ and became the Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament.
Without using the horrors of humanity against humanity to proselytize, the truth is that it's not just Christians who are being persecuted, and yet in a real way, anybody standing firm in faith becomes a beacon to their community, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the Bible calls us, we're the light of the world. And yes, as you were saying, moderate Muslims are being pushed out of Mosul as well. We've had confirmation of a moderate mullah who wasn't extreme enough and was executed. And we're also seeing for many, many years, centuries, Muslims and Christians have lived in Mosul as neighbours. And we're seeing moderate Muslims fleeing Mosul. Over 500,000 have fled Mosul. We're seeing Muslims protecting Christians where they're going in and actually asking ISIS not to harm their neighbours. And recently I heard of a story of a Christian woman who was sitting with a group of people who'd been kicked out, and a Muslim woman was sitting next to her, and the Muslim woman reached over to her and whispered in her ear, I am so sorry for what's happening to you.
Pastor Nigel, we've heard recently of some wonderfully moving success stories, and I'm thinking of Miriam, for instance, in Sudan,
yes,
who now has freedom. To no small credit to the international community who have come together around her story and said this isn't good enough, that she should be allowed to practice her faith as she's been led it. And now, of course, she's on her way to America. What are our opportunities as a global community of faith to support people who right now are living at the edge of a sword in Iraq?
Absolutely. Well, we can stand with them, obviously, in prayer, because we know that prayer works. And it's been very encouraging for me because I'm hearing from around Australia. I got an email this morning about an impromptu 24-hour prayer meeting that a church in Perth held, and we're seeing that around the country. So people are rising up and praying, and not just praying for the situation, but also praying for those who are persecuting, praying for the ISIS guys. But also, as you said, we can stand up with one voice and go to the United Nations and make some noise. People can get involved through our website at Open Doors. And there are many other missions that are also setting themselves up to be a platform to be a voice for our brothers and sisters in Iraq.
These are challenging times, not just for the people in that country, but for anybody of faith. These are times that I think worthily ask us all to examine our own hearts, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, when I see these stories come through, and I know many of the people, it literally breaks my heart. But it does. It actually challenges us to, if this happened to me, how would I go with my faith? Would I stand firm? And the fact is too that when the pressure's on, that's when we see what we're made of. That's when we see what's made of, what we have on the rock of Jesus Christ.
For those, Nigel, who would like to engage with this conversation further through Open Doors, your website?
Absolutely. It's www.opendoors.org.au.
Pastor Nigel, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.